CBS News. North Korea has shot down a U.S. helicopter, killing three Americans aboard and capturing a fourth. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Hal Walker has further details on the helicopter incident.
The United States government has requested an urgent meeting with authorities of North Korea for an explanation of why the helicopter was shot down by North Korean ground fire. The White House cited Korean radio reports that three of the four American crewmen were killed, the fourth captured, and the American National Military Command Center confirms there were indeed four persons on board. Presidential News Secretary Jody Powell relayed to reporters the sketchy information as it became available.
The helicopter is reported to be on or in the Nam Gang River near the east coast of North Korea. There is one report that the helicopter is in the river and partially submerged.
The place where the helicopter is believed down is very close to the northern border of the Korean Demilitarized Zone. Powell said that if the craft did stray into northern Korean airspace, it was unintentional and regrettable. Hal Walker, CBS News, Washington.
Army Chief of Staff General Bernard Rogers told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday that he thinks President Carter's pullout of U.S. ground troops from Korea should be modified to leave the option for keeping 5,000 U.S. ground troops there. The general testified the Joint Chiefs now are carrying out orders to pull out all 33,000 ground troops over the next 5 years after their recommendation for withdrawing only 7,000 was rejected by the president. CBS News continues following this message.
Sounds like that make a person feel lonely. But a lot of the time, we don't need any outside help. Loneliness is an inside thing, and we all feel it one time or another. Loneliness. You don't need it. You don't want it. But there is a cure for it in the strength that families offer. There's a cure for it in family values of love and helping. You're part of God's family, and you can find the strength of family values in your house of worship. When you join with others and work with them, you are giving of yourself. And there's also help for the problems you face. Find the strength of family values in your house of worship. A public service of Religion and American Life, the Advertising Council, and this station.
Power has been restored to about 150,000 residents of New York City's borough of Queens and to another 50,000 people in suburban Westchester County to the north. But for the overwhelming majority of New York City residents, the power blackout that began about 5.5 hours ago continues. Officials of Consolidated Edison, the electric company serving the city, said the problem began with an intense electrical storm that knocked out at least two power-generating facilities. Mayor Abraham Beam told the City Hall news conference that arrangements have been made for backup power if necessary.
I spoke with the governor, who has indicated that, informed me that there have been backup arrangements made with other states in case there are power shortage isn't restored, in the hope that by daylight we'll be able to get either one of these, either the backup system or our own power restored.
New York's airports closed down. Traffic snarled as both street and traffic light systems went out. Subways and trains stopped. Two young ladies from Connecticut who had attended the Broadway performance of Beatlemania were interviewed by Doug Poling at Grand Central Station.
The police told us that this is the best place to be.
The safest place to be with a lot of people and a lot of reliable cops like these over here.
So what happened after you? How long have you been here?
Long time. About 3 hours.
What have you been doing?
Fortune party. We've been having a good time making the best of it.
So you're really not suffering too much.
Oh, I'm suffering, believe me. I'd like to take a shower and go to bed and get to summer school in the morning.
But it could be worse.
Oh, it could be worse, yes. But anyway, it's fun. We make the best of it.
Now then.
Are you a high school graduate interested in making the most of your talents and abilities? Are you concerned about your future? If so, check out what the United States Air Force has to offer. The Air Force helps you select the right job, then trains you to do that job in the finest technical schools in the nation. Now, you've probably discovered you also need experience to get a job, and a job to get the experience. But where do you start? Again, check out the United States Air Force. Each year, many young men and women like yourself get started in the Air Force. It's an excellent place to pick up that hard-to-get experience in a technical field that fits your aptitudes. Plus, you can take advantage of a good Air Force salary, as well as meals, housing, medical and dental care, and 30 days of paid vacation a year. Think about it. It's one of the finest opportunities in the nation and a great way to serve your country. Your local Air Force recruiter has details. The Air Force, a great way of life. The final New York City blackout note. Police report nearly 1,200 arrests for looting to this hour. Mike Stanley, CBS News.